Beginnt die ganze auf dem Sech des Nuss und der Samach Dau, beginnt damit auf, beginnt mit Tess Master, beginnt mit die Gemara, that on the one hand, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ach Mayan, however, a spring, a burr, and a pit of Mikvah Mayim of gathered waters, Yid Tar, will be Tar. Now, at the same time, Tess quotes, Ksiv Yitma, it says, Yimitami. So, how can that? So, what is it? In water, is it Tar or is it Tami? So that's what Reb Shimon says. It depends. Big Caleb Tame in the vessel is going to be Tame as Tase explains because the Dafka Dome the Mayan, the bird, specifically like the first half of the Pasig, when it's like a spring or a pit, She Mayim Shagabe Karkwiz, that's water on the ground, that's what's going to be Tar. But in the Caleb, it's going to be Tame. Next test, Matta Bigland, with the words of the Braisa that says, Call on the Talon, whatever is taken, as Tase explains, you have other Mayim of the Mayim, you have a person standing in the water, the Chabeh Lay Mishal Shalom, a Talpul Shavitz was moving around the Shavitz, something not by her Adam Mayim of the Mayim. Now we're not sure that the person who's standing in the water touch it, I. As the next text of Maskel says, Hanigrarin, or you have a case of Shaykhaber Goy Sheretz up in the mind. His friend was dragging a Sheretz on the surface of the water. Again, Subic Nog is not sure that he touches Subic Tummy, so did Allah is going to be the Subic to be Tummy. Why? As the words of the Bryce woman, Nishain Kimanachim, because it's like it's placed, like it's stationary, because this text explained, Kimashi out of the Matavis, but since the hand of the other person is holding on to it, income didn't Tummy Subic. It does not qualify with Allah to have a heter of floating Tummy. But regarding the case of when it's thrown, then the subject's going to be tar, except for, as the words of the Baisar, Kzais of the mess, and as Tayyus quotes, Vamal Pnei HaTumah, someone is hovering over the surface of a Tumah, Kagoyim, as Tayyus quotes, Adam HaHoylech B'mayim, someone's going in the water, Nimtz Kzais Meis Kibu B'mayim, and he finds an alf size of a dead person stationary in the water, Subject of a Tar Alav. Now, we're not sure, did the tar person go over it, Behel Alameis, and then he hovered over the dead person? Because the B'sheretz Kagavne, in the equivalent of B'sheretz Tar B'tar, or the mess, or even Vanes, L'tumas Maga, the Tumah of Maga. Because it says, the Kachli Tachat Safa, the Tumah Kibbutz, there's no difference between if the Tahara is floating, which is the person, and the Tumah is stationary. It's Kamay Tumat Safa Vatar Kibbutz. It's the same thing as the case that we spoke about previously, which was the halachic source, when the Tumah is floating and the Tahara is stationary. So yeah, for Tumas Maga would be Tar. But for the Tumah of oil, that we don't, that would not matar the Tumas Hames, as we explained the previous stuff. Now, additionally, as the Brisa continues, and Dabashu Matamala Malakamata, and also something that contaminates above, like below, which is Lasui Zavazava, that there also is going to be Tame. As Tayyus explained, Shemitam Behesed. That's also not the Hamav Maga, which we learn out from Sheretz, which is where this heter of floating comes from. Anything not that is going to be Matamah, like the Matamah of Hesed. As Tayyus explained, Machin Sotu al Yunish al Zaba Zaba, the upper part of a Zaba Zaba is called Mata, is like beneath him, which is Mimishkave from his bed. Now, Vim Zaba Zaba, if his Zaba Zaba went in the water, but clearly had something of a vessel near them, somebody can say it's not sure, did he push it? So, Ein Lona the Tar Mishim Tobet Safa. We're not going to purify it because of the Tumah, what's called floating Tumah. Because that's Ilba Magadavka, it's only with the Tum of touch, because Tumi the Sheretz, which is similar to the Allah of Sheretz, which is only for touch, which is where the source of Allah is. And therefore, Vachin Imitras is Sham. So it's the same thing as, let's say, you have the Tum of Medrash, which is when you step on something. Vizab, when the Zab passed by, something does not show that he stepped on it. Ain't let Tam Hashem Tum of Zab. You're not going to purify it because the Tum of floating, because again, that only applies to the Tum of Maga. Now, the Gemara has a question. Bayram Muhammad says, quotes, Mace Bakli, if you have the dead person in the vessel, the cleats up in their mind, and the vessel is floating on the surface of water, Ma, what's the halacha? And this is according to the Gears of Tosis. Basa Kli has go after the vessel, meaning Hanach, and meaning in regards to the vessel, the Tumah is stationary, and therefore you're not going to say the Heter. Idima Basamaya, maybe to go, and his Gears, Tosis Gears, as the Vilnagarin points out, or maybe go based on the water. So, in contrast to the water, it is floating. Because the vessel that it's in is floating on the water. And if it's not stationary, then you would have the heter of tzafa of floating. Moreover, the Gemara continues as Tesa quotes, Mesagab Sheretz Ma. What's halacha if you have a dead person on top of a Sheretz? Kivin the Tumas Erev HaTumas Zayin, since, well, the Sheretz is only Tumah, creates Tumah for the evening. And Tumah Mes creates Tumah for 7 days. So you see them as different, and Kimi Demachta Bekli Dami. So therefore, it's like as if it's in a vessel, because it's considered something distinct, and therefore it would be considered as stationary. A dimma, maybe no. Kivin ha'itumma v'itumma, since they're both tumas, smichtehi, it's considered one thing tumma, and therefore it's like considered like one thing that's floating on the water, and therefore you would have the heter of tzafa. And then the Gemara continues, says, quotes v'im tumma, something begin to say, kima demachta b'kli, that it's like, oh, that it's b'kli v'adi, the dam, sheretz agabin, so b'kli v'adi dam, yes, it's like the vessel, because they have different types of tumas, and it's considered distinct. But then the question is, sheretz agabin nevela. Let's say you have a sheretz on top of a nevela, and the nevela itself up in the amayim, and then you have the nevela that's floating in the water. Now, what are you saying there? Because kim nevayi tumas erev. So, here they're both tumah only till the evening, no tumas mes. It's a mess of an animal, which is not like a person's mess. So tumas mechti, maybe we could say it as one thing tuma kachadu tuma abed, like one thing tuma b'lechashu k'mnachas nedibra. It's not like it's placed because it's like one entity that you don't say the molecules are one on top of the other. It's like all considered floating in the water. Maybe no, hakesize v'hakadasha. As the words of the Gemara is, no, one size, one has tuma the size of an olive, one has tuma the size of a lentil. Maybe they could say that's distinct. Another question the Gemara has is it's called sheretz agav sheretz ma. What's halacha one sheretz on top of another sheretz? So ani v'adichad shiuru here the same tuma the same shear and therefore it'd be considered as tumas mechta. I don't remember no. Kivin mitzig madodi since they're separate from each other. Like you, the top one is stationary and the bottom one is floating. And im tips for the test goes towards the Gemara. If you're going to say kivin mitzig la mitzig la nevelish nemoicham, which the Gersa should add on sheretz agabe nevelish nemoicham. So what if you're going to say that okay. Since it's the mifsik gets separate, so then loy, so then it wouldn't be the same thing. But what happens if you have a sheretz on top of a nevela that was dissolved? So here the question is: may have a hak nevela kimashka? Do you view that dead animal like liquid? Because liquefied, have a sheretz agabit gaba. So therefore, the bug that's on top of it is ketumat sum up in the mind. It's like ketumat floating on the water because it's a liquid. Or maybe no. Do you say that the nevela is a food item? It's from an animal. And as Tais quotes one of the Gemara, you can say that yeah, it's considered like a food item. As Tais Vim in the Chashub Mashkin, not considered as liquid, and therefore the Habalei, it's as some add on the gears, the shirts like above the shirts that's on top of it is Kamisha in the top of the man. It's like it's not floating in water, but as the Tais quotes one of the Gemara about shirts like above, but the shirts that's on top of it, since the veil that's dissolved is floating on the surface of the water. And some gesuras on the word shiur because ice, the shiur is the size of an olive. High bakadosh, and this is the shiur of a lentil. So command the monach so there, it's like it is stationary. Okay, but then the question is, Tez quotes the Gemara, sheretz like a b'shich mazerah. What's halacha? A sheretz on top of semen. Mihabala kamashka, as Tez explains, is it going to be considered as a liquid? So it will have the heter of tzafa floating. And then, as Tez quotes the Gemara, similarly, we begin to say, given the masakar, since ultimately it was uprooted, meaning mikufin from the person's body. Lechash mashka, it's not considered as a liquid, it's coming from a human, which is a solid. Elabad, rather, as Tais explains, so okay, you're going to qualify it as a food item, but then we have a question, you have a dead bug on top of the purifying ash waters, which as Tais went, it was ash and water, and through the ashes, it makes it thick, which Tais says, this is picking the purification of the paraduma ash waters, let me read the research, well, then the truth is, the same thing as the Muslim Minka, we could have just picked Eifer Mayim or regular ash water, is that a liquid or not? It's actually saying actual chiddush, meaning although you could say given the high tumah, since the mice both have tumah, because the purifying water is actually metama a tar person. Have a lake ketumah smichta, so it's considered one fake tumah that's some of the imam that's floating on the surface of the water, and as the girsa of Tais Rabbeinu Peres added on over here that says even so meboile, the question would be do we say as we have in our Tais given the hani mechatas habalu mashke, since the mice these purification waters they are a liquid, as the girsa adds on mealia. And there is still going to have a halacha of a beverage on them. Habli ketumah tzabah on the mind. It's going to have a halacha of tumah that's floating on the surface of the water. I don't maybe know. Mia hashda havi off. And now it's ash waters, and therefore you would say that ultimately it's considered as stationary, and it's not going to have a halacha as floating. Therefore, that's what's added on in this chiddush of this case. But yeah, you could have said really any ash waters to say is it like a solid or is it like a liquid.